Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome backstage with me, Alison Howe. I'm going to ask my guest to introduce himself to you all.
Hello, everybody. I'm Theo from Hertz.
Hello there. Hello. Welcome to Hong Kong.
Thanks for having us. It's a place in the world where we never really expected we'd get the chance to come, so it's wonderful.
Fantastic. Now, before we talk about your tour, first of all, I want to talk about how you guys got started. I heard that you started making music with Anna before you even knew each other well.
Yeah, well, we met outside a nightclub in Manchester when we were drunk at 4 o'clock in the morning. And our friends were fighting each other, and we were too drunk to fight, so we decided to talk to each other. And then the next day, we decided to make music together. And we lived at opposite ends of Manchester. It's not very big, but we couldn't afford the bus. So we used to do it by email.
Oh,
used to send me music by email for about 3 months or something, and then gradually we did that, and yeah, we've written music together ever since, like for about 5 or 6 years, and yeah, we've learned a lot. Hertz, we only started Hertz 2 years ago, and it went from nowhere to everywhere in 6 months. It was crazy.
Absolutely. Did it ever come to a point where you just thought, oh, I don't really get on well with this guy?
Do you know what? Never. So funny, like, at this point now, where we've worked together every single day, bar about 40 days in the last 6 years, we've worked every day together. So
wow.
We rely on each other, and the music relies on each other, and Hertz is as much the two of us. And when we get to travel the world with your friend, it's like, it's perfect. So it's good, and yeah, it's a great thing. But yeah, weirdly enough, we never seem to get tired of each other.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Well, Manchester is the place to be for music, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, it had a great resurgence at the moment. Bands like Elbow doing really well and stuff like that. It's a good place to be. It's very inspiring.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, coming from Manchester, and now Hertz is in Hong Kong, you're doing a world tour. Please take it as a compliment. It's not easy for a band with one album to tour the world already.
Do you know what? For us, every day we wake up, we feel grateful and very lucky. And we never expected people in London to hear our music or to like our music when we were in Manchester. And gradually, we've people around the world seem to have connected with it, which is such an unbelievable thing. And yeah, like I say, it's only because of the fans we get to come and have these amazing experiences that we never dreamed of. And yeah, so we're very aware of it all the time, that how crazy and how exciting it is. That's why it never gets boring.
It is a pretty wonderful life for you then.
It is a wonderful life, yeah.
Away with the show, and we've all got fans queuing outside to see you. Mm. And every time you actually cause a mini riot.
Yeah, it's great. Do you know what? You come somewhere you've never been before, and over the side of the world, and to be welcomed like this. There's lots of people at the airport too, and to be welcomed like that is an amazing feeling, because it's you instantly feel at home, and we always feel like we're in it together with the fans, and they're as much of part of the band as we are. So everywhere we go, they're the same. And it's great. It's perfect.
Did you or would you have a chance to go see around our city this time?
Yeah, hopefully later on tonight we will. But we literally just arrived about an hour ago, and we leave tomorrow morning. So we always try and spend an hour or a couple of hours looking around, because it helps you understand the place a little bit more. And it looks like a beautiful place. The drive from the airport was amazing, actually.
Yeah, it's very different every 50 miles, really. That's Hong Kong for you. Is there anything in particular that you're aware of Hong Kong and you want to do over here?
Not really. We've been asking around all day to try and find out, but just walking around in the streets is fascinating, because we've been to Kuala Lumpur, Jakarta, Bali, Singapore, and everywhere's been entirely different to the last place. And this, again, is it's so exciting. So what do you recommend I do?
Well, if you only got 1 hour to kill, then I'll say definitely hit the place where it's best for after parties.
Yeah, that sounds like the best thing to do, yeah.
Because that's the thing about Hong Kong, we never sleep.
Well, that's the best thing. There we go. Party time in Hong Kong.
Absolutely. Now, like I said, we're hours away before you get started with the show. Is there any rituals that you do before a concert?
No, I'd like there to be something. We just kind of sit and go between excitement and panic and... And all sorts, every emotion under the sun. But tonight it's very exciting. It's judging by the day so far and all the people we've met, and the venue and everything, it's just great. And yeah, everything's great at the moment. So we're just looking forward to it.
All right. Well, Well, we're looking forward to that.
Thank you very much.
We have to speak furthermore about your music. Apparently, you have been told as hands down the best duo in the 21st century. What do you think it is about Hertz that got you here?
Do you know what? We spend every day trying to work that out. It's really weird. Like, every day you go, why do people in Hong Kong like the music? Why do people in Russia? Why do people in Germany? What is it about it? And I guess we made pop music. We made the pop music that we liked and we believed in, and it was pop music that people like Oasis wrote and Prince and people like that, and pop music that was kind of, that was for everybody, and that's what we cared about the most, and I guess that's kind of filtered out. And it's funny, when you make music, all you want is for people to understand and get it. Mm. And share it with you, and that's all. The only thing you want is that. You don't want anything else. And when you get that, in countries around the world, it is the most amazing feeling that people just like what you like. People, you share the same interests with people. It's cool.
Yeah. Now, apparently, you have a lot of Kylie fans listening to your music. Apparently.
Yeah.
And I know that your relationship goes way beyond devotion. Like, you met to confide in me. She did Wonderful Life for Life Lounge. Did you get a chance to listen to her?
Yeah,
version?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was in a taxi in London, driving through London. I almost cried. It was crazy. Like, I was listening, and the taxi driver, it was on, and I said, turn it up a second. And I didn't know she was going to do it. She didn't tell us she was going to do it.
Right.
It was she kept it a secret for so long. And it was just like, and it sounded so brilliant. And as soon as she finished, I called her up and I went, what the hell? Yeah, so it was so, so beautiful, great moment. I still find it unbelievable that she's even sung on our album, yeah.
Yeah, so how did that happen? How did you guys meet?
Well, we just sent her a letter.
A love
letter? We wrote her an email. We were sat one day and we thought, wouldn't it be great if Kylie, she would sound great on this song. And then we thought, well, why don't we just ask her? Is that possible? And then we wrote this letter that said, dear Kylie, do you want to sing on our song, We're Hurt, Hello? And she got straight back. And then the next week we were in the studio, and we were very lucky, and amazing thing to find out she was a fan and stuff like that. So it was a... I still find it unbelievable, yeah. It's very crazy.
Fantastic.
Kylie Minogue, she's the pop princess.
The pop diva right now. Do you think there's a big comeback with electronic music just now?
I think it's a great moment for pop music. And I think a lot of people are realizing that that's the music that inspires them the most, and that kind of brings everybody together. And I think that's a really good thing. Electronic music too is never goes away, electronic music, which is in one form or another, it's here, which is a great thing.
We were talking about Kylie earlier, and I've heard rumors that you've been working with Leona Lewis as another collaboration.
Yeah, maybe. Well, she said in an interview that she wanted to work with us, and she's fascinating. She's got one of the most incredible voices I've ever heard. But the problem is we don't have any time. We don't even have time to, like, do our own music. So, like, but it would be a great thing if we ever do get time. Because we always like the idea of writing songs for other people.
Right.
Find it very exciting, yeah.
How about the feeling of being remixed by so many?
That's a great thing. It's great to just let your songs go and let people do it. We just got a great one of a Better Than Love from a guy called Burns in England, who's an amazing talent. And that was one of our favourite ones so far, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, finally, many of your fans have been tuning in just for you guys, which you had to this interview with you. Is there any special message for them?
Well, we'd just like to say thank you. It's a great honour and a great privilege to come out here. We never dreamed that we'd get the chance. And when we wrote the songs in the rain and unemployed, we always wanted to come and travel. And it's only because of the fans here that we've got the chance. And we've had an amazing time. And it's only down to them. So we can't. Hopefully tonight we get to say thank you properly and get to meet some people and everything, because it's a beautiful part of the world.
Thank you so much for spending time with us backstage.
Thank you very much, guys.